When in the weeks after his resurrection, Jesus met with his followers many times. Everyone who saw Jesus was full of joy. He was really alive. When Jesus sat down to eat a meal with his disciples, he told them, "In a few days, God's Spirit will come and live inside of you. This will give you power to follow my ways and tell the entire world about me." Soon after that, his disciples watched in amazement as Jesus rose up into the sky and disappeared in the clouds. A few weeks later, a group of Jesus' followers gathered in a home to pray. All of a sudden, they heard a loud sound like a roaring windstorm that shook the house. Each of them was filled with God's Spirit and was able to speak in languages that they had never even learned. At the same time, Jews from all over the world were meeting in Jerusalem. A large crowd of them had heard the roaring sound too. They came from different parts of the city and gathered outside of the house to see what was going on. Jesus' followers who were in the house went out into the street and began to tell them about the great things that Jesus had done. The people gathered outside said, "How can this happen? These are people from Galilee, but they're speaking in our own languages from faraway lands. This is amazing." One of Jesus' disciples, Peter, stepped forward to explain to the crowds what was happening. He shouted, "You're seeing the predictions of the prophets come true. We are eyewitnesses to the fact that Jesus was raised from the dead and is the true Messiah." People's hearts were filled with sadness because they realized that Jesus, their Messiah, had come, but was overlooked and tortured and crucified. They asked Jesus' disciples, "What can we do?" Peter told them, "Turn from your ways to God's ways. In Jesus, you will find forgiveness and you will be filled with God's Spirit. This is God's new way. A new covenant, not just for Jews, but for everyone." That day, thousands accepted Jesus as Messiah and were baptized, becoming a part of a new community called the church. These followers of Jesus became deeply committed to God's ways and to each other, praying, learning, sharing everything, and helping anyone in need, all with great joy. Every day they ate together to remember Jesus' life and sacrifice. They saw God do amazing things through them, miracles and healings, and more people joined the church each day. This community of faith, this church, continues today with us. This is our story. We are God's blessing, a people called to give others a glimpse of God's kingdom. We are to be different, to live in the ways of Jesus, joining in God's plan to bring hope, restoration, and healing to a hurting world. This is the Bible's amazing story, an epic that reaches beyond its pages and continues through us right now.